At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
We change our minds every day, about a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Oh, it's so good to see ya.
Good to see you too. Been a minute. Well, I mean, you know, we saw each other at least this month. So,
right.
Yeah.
Naldi and dropped off those books. I tell you, yeah, the work that you did to leave those people high and lifted up.
You did also, though. I mean, hey, you know, that was a great group effort, but that was definitely your leadership and your, you know, just your vision. So I'm glad to be a part.
And, you know, we went down to you, Valdi, for folks who don't know, and dropped off copies of my new autism children's book. And we were just going to do something for the children, the kids who were students at Robb Elementary School, to just let them know that somebody cared. Yeah. And you and Jesse and Divas were like, well, we would need to do something for the librarians. So y'all make gift baskets. But this is the thing. Y'all didn't just make gift baskets for the librarian. Y'all make gift baskets for the grounds crew, the maintenance man, just like any of the volunteers. And they were just these huge, big, beautiful gift baskets. And
yeah,
you know, when we went down there, people were just so lifted up and so high and so grateful. It was just an amazing experience.
Yeah, it definitely was. I know any piece or any bit counts, but, you know, I was happy and delighted that we could even just do something, because I know that with, you know, everything that was going on and whomever, you know, may have been affected, you know, they were going to touch someone who was truly impacted or affected by that, you know, that devastating, you know, horrific, you know, event. And, you know, when children are involved, you know, your heart just breaks, you know, each and every time you just think about, you know, how could someone? Yeah, that was great. Great to be a part of.
And after we left the library, you start cutting yellow ribbons. I was like, what is she doing? Why?
Yeah. And you don't even know why. I said, you know how you just want to do something? And it was like, there were so many flowers. There were so many teddy bears. And we had all that ribbon from, you know, the baskets. And I was just, you were just talking. I was just cutting. I don't even know why. It was crazy.
But you put the ribbons on a bench, one ribbon for each person who died. And I was just wondering where that inspiration came from. It was just like, I just stepped out of the car and I came back and you was literally in there trying to get 21 ribbons to tie on the bench. I mean, and it was just so amazing to see you all doing that.
Yeah. And you know what? When you walked away and you went and took care of some business, I was just sitting there and I was watching people, because, you know, I was just sitting in the car, just watching people. And I don't know, you know how you just know how, you know, things just happen. I don't know if it was God. Yellow ribbon was in my hand. But when you think about yellow ribbon and you think of war times, you think of war times. Remember they used to tie a yellow ribbon around an old oak tree? There was a song. They did it because it was a remembrance that we are here with you. We're with you. And we understand that people died for, you know, a cause and a purpose. And I just started cutting. And lo and behold, you know, we were like, okay, we're going to go out there and we're going to do something. But, you know, just staring and looking, it was a bench. I said, hey, you know, let's tie these ribbons. And it just so happened to be a bench that had like loops that you can tie. And I was like,
perfect. It was
perfect.
It was perfect. And you know, I had the pleasure of talking to your adult daughter this week.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, one of the things that she and I talked about was our friendship. Mm-hmm. And you know, it didn't even occur to me, but I said, your mother has never told me no. Kind of crazy idea that I have. Your mother is always right there. And you know, it just reminded me the importance of friendship. When I said I wanted to go to Uvalde to drop off books, you were right there. Mm-hmm. And you met me. And you know, just to have somebody in your corner. And I was telling your daughter, it is just so important to have friends in your life who will ride with you, who will support your vision, who will be there for you, who will amplify what you're doing and help you come up with ideas. You know, when I said I was going to Uvalde, it wasn't even like, well, girl, you go and you be careful. It was like, okay, what you need me to do? I can make some new baskets. I can bring the girls. We can meet you there. There's a Walmart. It was just like, you know, you need those people in your life to help you amplify, to help you level up and to keep you lifted up. And she went all the way back to the first time she met me. She was headed to a Cheetah Girls concert to like a comedy contest. And you, as a mother with young children, were getting your kids to a concert, dropping me off at this comedy concert so that I could compete for like a comedy mom of the year or something like that in Denver. And she was like, and I just remember that. And my mom, and I was like, girl, your mama was supporting me then. Your mama was toting me around in the middle of trying to get you to a concert. She was trying to get me to a comedy contest. It was just bananas. And at the time, I didn't really have any kids. I had Andrew. He was like, what, 6, 7 months old?
Uh-huh.
I didn't understand.
And
I just remember, I was like, and I forgot my medicine. I need my medicine. That's my crazy pill. I got to take it. And you took me to the Walgreens, and then you got to Riesling, and you got to the stadium, and then you got college. It was just, I was like, I can't believe I did your mama like that.
Oh my gosh. I don't really believe she remembered that. And she remembered some details that I didn't even know it was a concert. I do remember you coming down, and you were going to be in this competition. And I was like, oh my gosh, I get to see you. And you know, we had, you know, 10 years had probably gone by. Yeah. We hadn't actually seen each other. So I was probably more like, oh, I get to see Shaletta. Let me, you know, she's in Denver.
Well, we didn't get to see each other. You were just like a chauffeur because you was dropping me off.
Yeah.
And around. And it was just like, we didn't get to spend any time together. You had all these big plans about we was going to go out to eat. We was going to go. And I was like, girl, just drop me off because I got to get ready for this comedy concert.
Exactly.
And you were just like, you know what? Whatever you need. And I think a lot of times it gets lost. I don't want it to get lost on you that I just so appreciate your support over the years to just shine a spotlight on whenever, you know, I have an opportunity to shine. Girl, it's just like, oh my God, you know, even more so than family, just to have a friend like that in your life. And I don't think we do enough to nurture those friendships to say, I appreciate you. I thank you.
I praise you. I never even thought of it. It's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of one of those, you know, you're my friend. I mean, we talked about our day one when we met and all the different things, but you know what? I feel like I've always wanted to encourage people to do their great things that they plan to do in life. And I always seen in you this great thing. I remember when you got an internship for CBS, I think that was when we were both in nursing school and you were like, you know what? I think I'm gonna go on to the University of Houston and I'm gonna go into mass communication and media. And I was like, okay. And then you said, oh, I got this internship. And from day one, it was like, you know what? I know Oprah was your inspiration. I knew all of these things. And I would just see it. I saw it in you. I saw it in my daughter. I gotta tell you.
She is amazing.
Six years old. She said, Mom, I want to be on Disney. I said, you do. So we just started some acting lessons, Seen and Be Heard. And when I tell you a passion is something, never lost sight of a passion. And that's what I saw in you. You had a passion and you just went with it. And she had a passion and she has never lost sight of that passion. And that's, and it's been an inspiration to me, I got to tell you, because I, not just I don't have a passion, but to that level.
Right.
You know, something that really,
you had to nurture that.
Yeah.
You know, as a parent, so oftentimes we get caught up in the rat race of parenting and working and marriage and relationships and mm-hmm. home life and laundry and dishes, that when the kids give us a glimpse of what their future is going to look like, we don't take a minute to stop and nurture that. And I'm guilty of that. Yeah. I'm guilty of that. Andrew told me the other day that he wanted to flip shoes online. And he had like a whole little sheet about, you know, what the benefits were, how he was going to do it, the website, the protections that they had to make sure that, you know, it was safe. And I was like, boy, sit down and be quiet. Girl, the next thing I know, I look up and somebody has sold a normally $60 pair of shoes online on the same site that he wanted to do this on for $90,000.
And you know, and that you got it.
I crushed his dream. You know, you nurtured your daughter. You saw that, and he mm-hmm. just, all he wanted me to do was just give him an opportunity. And mm-hmm. I was like, nope, that don't sound right. That sounds crazy. But we really do have mm-hmm. to start nurturing these kids because we don't know what God has planned for them.
You do, I mean, you, and you know what? And I don't know where it came from. I think my parents always said stuff like, you know how we came from Louisiana and they were like these innovators. They came to Houston and they would bring their relatives and family. They would start lives and bring their, you know, they had a home and everybody lived there, and then until someone branched out. That kind of where it began. I've always kind of said, you know what, if my kids say, I want to do this, my son wanted to play football or wanted to do his sports. When she, you know, she had always said, I don't do well in team sports. She was great in track, great in tennis, but she wanted to, you know, do something on her own. And when she connected with acting, I was like, yeah, you know, you think, well, yeah, you don't want your, you see all these child stars end up being like drug addicts. That. And I was like, yeah. But, you know, she took it to a different level because she said she would come out and show me. And she'd say, Mom, I'm going to do this. I want to do this. And, you know, and I'm like, okay. So the encouragement was a little bit by bit. But when you start watching that, you know, that excitement, because we have what I've realized is we may not have been away, but they have passion-driven children. They are not about making money and going to college and doing mm-hmm. the stuff that we were reared to do. They mm-hmm. want to do things that, you know, that they have a passion for. I mean, they get into, you know, even if it's a, you know, a political thing, Black Lives Matter, they are different level than we are.
Yeah. And you know what? We have to remember that God will provide the provision for the passion, mm-hmm. like whatever they're passionate about, if they're giving 110%, the money's going to find them. And we have to trust that that mm-hmm. process will play itself out. And that's the problem that I have. I was like, why are you going to make an investment in these tennis shoes and flip them online and do all this stuff? And I just, nope. And when I saw that story, I was like, okay, Lord, that was mm-hmm. a sign to me from mm-hmm. God that I need to open up the opportunities for my child mm-hmm. so that he can pursue his passion. Girl, he might be a real estate mogul. He might be flipping houses later. The tennis shoes might be the start. And, you know, I'm always just afraid that I'm going to stand in the way. And you talked about, you know, just kind of rearing and family. You know, you come from a very encouraging family. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, y'all came from Louisiana and everybody started buying their own houses and they worked together and saved their money and they helped each other. And for me, it was just the opposite. We were in the project. We were crabs in the bucket. So mm-hmm. somebody got up to the top, somebody was there to pull them back down. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, you know, my first response whenever somebody said something for me, it's always been no. It is very difficult, you know, for me to be encouraging, for me to be loving, for me to be supportive. It has to be an effort. Like, it comes naturally for you. Like, you can see it. It's a mm-hmm. part of who you are. For me, mm-hmm. I have to work at that. And I hate that, but, you know, it automatically is for me when somebody, even my kids that I love, when somebody asks me something, the answer is always no.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, the power of yes. You know, you know what? It wears you down. I mean, I can tell you, I've said yes way too many times. Sometimes at church. And I got myself into situations where the love of it kind of fell away because it was like it was abuse. And, you know, it's like just because I say, yeah, don't, you know, y'all use me to death.
Don't
and I don't want to do it anymore.
See,
but
And see, with the, with me, they like, don't even ask her because she just going to say no.
And you know what? It comes into a lot of different lights because, you know, having a young actress, she hear no like all the time. You know, she auditioned every day. She goes to talk to people every day. So when you presented that opportunity to her, I was like, she going to be perfect because she knows how to whatever the assignment is, she's going to ensure that she makes, you know, you proud or you make you, she goes that extra mile. I have never said, okay. Yeah. I mean, cause she used to be in Jack and Jill and I used to run these committees and, you know, new kids come in and everybody don't have that personality as a child to just make friends. But she, I would be like, okay, there's a new little girl coming. There's a new little guy coming. I said, just make them friendly. I said, even if they gonna run off and go be friends with someone else, she always was that point person for me to say, okay, make them welcome. And so, but that was like, I always say something that was helping her even in today. When she can find, she can survey a room. And she found Holly Robinson right at the very beginning. And she is not one of these aggressive, annoying. She makes sure the opportunity presents itself in every situation. She met Zendaya and Yura Shahidi and all these people that were part of this Marvel thing. And I was like, how did you? She said, I just casually, you know, I went in and she do her thing. And I was,
like she's supposed to be there. Because-
yes.
When I saw the pictures of her at Holly Robinson's foundation and she was on the red carpet and she was at the Stephanie Mills concert and she was sitting there, every picture she looked like she was supposed to be there. She is the it girl. She's the ark before the water. Like we're seeing it. Like like Noah was in there building.
Yes.
The water, but the water wasn't there. Like he was ahead of his time. It's like you see it. You see the, you know, the star. You see the it, you know, you don't even know what to call it, and so the world has to catch up to what she's got. You know what I mean?
I truly believe that, because you know when somebody walks in the room, there's always somebody that walks in every room, a gala, an event, a conference, a banquet, and you always say, oh, I've always kind of seen that light. It's almost like this light. She definitely has a, you know, God spirit. She's you know, she's an evangelist. She walk it and talk it. But you know, when she walks in the room, I always say, you know what, it's something about you. I mean, they may be 50 girls with braids and brown skin, but you know what? It's something that she will do that makes her stand out. I've always said that because I think she's, you know, she's genuine. I don't know. Maybe it's the genuine personality or just who she is, who she organically is that comes out. It's not a facade. You get what you get with her.
Well, she has an anointing on her life, but I'm just glad as a mother, you have really shown me, and I'm trying to learn. I really am. You have shown me how we are supposed to nurture those gifts.
Yes, and you should. All your babies. I mean, even if they just want to color your wall, you know, you'd be like, well, maybe you want to be an artist. You know, we're going to go and roll into, you know, what that next thing could possibly be.
Yeah, because a lot of times as parents, we want the structure. We want, and you have to have that, of course, but it shouldn't be to the detriment of your child's talent.
Yes.
And I just see that, you know, like the structure that we have to have because we have the kids with autism, the structure that we have to have that, you know, because it's the way that I was raised, I could see where it interferes with my children's ability to find their own lane because I'm trying to put them in this lane. I want everybody to stay right here because that's comfortable for me. But it's not necessarily always what's comfortable for me because that may not be where God wants them to be.
Yeah, exactly. And that is true. And I think when early on, you know, when I first, my kids first started school, you know, my son, you know, he struggles with, you know, a disability. So he needed a choice. He needed to have a choice of where he, how he learned. Kids learn phonics. They learn phonics. He was not a phonics learner. He did not learn. He was a visual learner. I mean, I had a son. My son, he could memorize. He could look at a picture of something and memorize everything on the page, word for word. Mm. And I thought, oh, my goodness. I thought he was just awesome with his spelling list. But when they would take those words out of order and do the spelling test, he would fail. But he, if they did it in the exact order, he always passed. But you know, you never know, you know, but just even find, like you were able to find those things within your kids that were kind of lacking early on. Yeah. I always thought it was a gift. Then I realized, you know what, that was a deficiency in something that in how he's learning and recapturing how he learned. So choice. And I think I learned with him that you needed to put him in an environment where he had a choice. I mean, he may not want to do math today. He wanted to do science. Yeah. He wanted, it was all these different things. And we put that structure on him, but you also have to give that autonomy for them to say, you know what, you know, he could build Legos and build all of these things with Star Wars Lego systems, but he could not, you know, he could not, things that had a pattern, he great. But when, if it didn't, reading has no pattern. Reading didn't have a pattern. Yeah. And that was one of those things that never know. I didn't know till third grade that that things with a pattern were hard. So then I was like, you know what? I had to learn early on. Okay, what do you want to do? And when he got to the thing he wanted to do, I said, well, if you do with that, you know, which you love, then we're going to do something that, you know, just so you can learn something new. So it was almost like so I understand, you know, going through with children and having that structure is great, but also giving them that little piece to say, go do something that you enjoy doing. And then I can, and it's almost like a positive reinforcement. That's how I had to teach my kids. And then I think from that, you know, I put my daughter in tap. She'll tell you, I put her in tap and all these ballet and things like that. And when she didn't, when I felt like, you know, you don't seem to be doing a good job at it, I would pull her out. And then later on, she said, Mom, why did you pull me out? She said, I should have stayed because I would have learned. I would have got on. But, you know, you gave me a 2 summers or whatever, and you just pulled me out. You know, sometimes I do have to, you know, because I was looking for that, you know what they said, that gift.
It didn't happen. Like, girl, you ain't doing good. Come on out of here. You messing up my money.
Yeah. You playing a flute. I didn't pay $1,000 for a flute. And girl, I heard, woo. And I'm like, what? No, we go.
Girl, okay.
You're not going to be a musician.
in a box downstairs right now that we don't pay too much money for, girl. And it's just dusty. And I'm just like, so, you know, you really, you know, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is train up a child in the way he should go. He's old, he will not depart. And I was like, you know, if Serena and Venus' daddy figured it out, if Joe Jackson figured it out, and they ain't got no degrees,
exactly,
with all this education and look, 2 teeth between them, we ought to be able to figure it out. Yeah.
But yeah. And, you know, I think it's a balance because you want them, you want to push them to do the great things that they can do. Because, you know, if you say, oh, no, you don't have to, they probably won't. And I can see the Serene, you know, I can see, you know, King Rich, I can see Richard and I can see Joe Jackson. They probably like, I don't care. You're going to do this.
We're going to do this on today.
You're going to do this. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, but you gotta be there to say, you know what, if you like this, we're going to stick with this and if you want to sell these tennis shoes, you're not going to do this today and then turn around and say, oh, you know what, I want to do something. No, this is what we invest in.
This is what it is. Okay. Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Consistency. Well, we will consistently be here every week on Shaletta. I am having a great time. And girl, it is just always so good. And, you know, I hope that women will share this with their girlfriends. Listen, subscribe, tune in, tell their friends about it.
Yes.
Because it's just like talking with girlfriends.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good girlfriend conversation. And I think the dynamic is so great. It's like, maybe I've been through it. And I didn't do it right, but then you going through it now, so I can tell you some stuff that I did wrong. So maybe it'll work out for you. It didn't work out for me, but you know, because it's definitely a great dynamic to just kind of be able to just, you know, throw out. Because you know what, you know how you just be doing stuff. I'm like, you know, like you talking about, you know, you did this. I'm like, girl, I be looking at you. I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, you know, this is philanthropy, and you know, I'm watching it. Full on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, girl, I had a good time chatting.
I love you too. I love you too. And keep doing what you're doing, hugging and loving those babies and letting them blossom.
Amen. And I'm so proud of your kids and the work that they're doing and the grown-up contributions that they're making to the world.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
All right. Love you too. We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Read it, hey.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority. Kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
When my daughter was first diagnosed with autism, I didn't know what to do because I knew she qualified for services and resources for people with disabilities. But trying to figure out how to manage everything was overwhelming. So I turned to the folks at Acra Home Care for help because for 30 years, they've helped families like mine and provided self-guided personal care assistance services and financial management assistance for their developmentally delayed and elderly loved ones. The folks at Acra helped us get a fence so my daughter could play outside in the backyard safely and even showed me how to use the resources to get a trampoline. And that's just a couple of the things that Acra Home Care does. Whether it's assisted living, mental health, or home health care, they've got you covered. Acra will make sure your loved ones who need services actually get it. Go to their website at acrahomecare.org or give them a call at 952-935-3515.
For millions of Americans, the pandemic impacted our financial situations, and a lot of people lost their jobs. But that should not mean you have to lose your house if you can't pay for your mortgage. Listen, no need to feel ashamed if you missed a payment or two or three, because there's a local organization that's willing to help you get caught up on those payments so you can keep your home. Let me tell you about the Minnesota Home Ownership Center. It's a nonprofit whose sole purpose is to prevent you from going into foreclosure. The Minnesota Home Ownership Center has a network of organizations around the state to review everything with you, explain your options, and then advocate for you to get the help you need. And get this, they won't charge you because it's all free. Check out hocmn.org or give them a call at 651-410-1086 to set up an appointment. You worked hard to get into that house. Let Minnesota Home Ownership Center help you stay in it.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.